Can you kind of bring us up to date on some of the new developments in terms of bone and cancer?
Let's start with a definition of skeletal-related events and the studies that were done with pimigranate, which were the initial studies. You had to define endpoints of treatment of bisphosphonates in patients with metastatic cancer to bone. The endpoints that were designed in those studies were to look at SREs. Now, an SRE was a fracture of bone, the need for surgery to bone, the need for radiation therapy to bone, and hypercalcemia. So we needed to decide, were you looking at a drug that would decrease pain, which could be one endpoint? Were you looking at a drug that could retard the rate of skeletal-related events? Or were you looking at a drug that could prolong survival? Or were you looking at a drug that could prevent progression of cancer to new sites in bone? There were a number of endpoints that could be looked at in the cancer studies. In the pimigranate studies of the 1980s, early 1990s, it was chosen that this was not a narcotic. We wouldn't look only at pain. We would look at pain, but it wouldn't be the primary endpoint. The primary endpoint would be the rate and number of SREs and the percent of patients who experienced an SRE. Now, in terms of background and incidence, we know that this year in the United States, there'll be 400,000 newly diagnosed patients with bone metastasis. We also know, and that's most of those people will have breast cancer metastatic to bone, prostate cancer metastatic to bone. 3/4 of the patients who develop metastatic disease from breast or prostate cancer will have skeletal involvement. We know that 1/3 of the patients with lung cancer and approximately 1/3 of the patients with kidney cancer who develop metastatic disease will have disease involving the skeleton. And we also know from the studies that were done, the placebo arm of the pimigranate trials and the placebo arm of the zoledronic acid trials, we know that each patient who develops bone metastasis will have on the order of one skeletal event every 3 or 4 months prior to the use of bisphosphonate. So skeletal involvement is enormously common, and skeletal-related events are terribly common in this patient population.